Welcome back, and well done for making it to Chapter 5, the sixth chapter of The Adventures of Brian Hovis. So far, you have journeyed with me bravely across land and sea to New York, the Mid-Atlantic, high-altitude escapades above Africa, and to a hotel named after part of the lower intestine. And yet, you have not experienced the most perilous and life-threatening part of this first adventure. External. Midday sun. The open desert. One would expect the desert to be a place of difficulty, of soul-searching, between the anvil of the endless sands and hammer of the sun. After several hours of riding Tim, my camel, you would expect me to be losing my mind, and yet so far I find it easy as a picnic in the park. Hey, Tim! What do you think of my shoe hat? The kind lady's map. What do you think, Tim? Will this map lead us to the lost pebble of Al-Hazul? Will I find it and prove to one and all that I'm a man worthy of respect? Gosh, you say nothing, Tim. But I know what you're thinking.
Yes, it will. And not only that, Brian, you will cash it in to an art dealer who will give you lots of money towards the ransom fund for your horrible mother.
Helpfully simple map. Town here, pebble here. Straight line twixt the two. Check, check, and check. Yes, I believe we're on track. Hurrah! Why don't I make up a song to pass the time, eh? How lucky and bright this life can be on the back of a camel on the sandy sea. This is the life. Ah, the map! Oh, bugger! Tim! Can we stop a minute? The map's gone! Can we? Stop! Tim! You haven't changed pace at all, Tim! Not one bit! Don't worry. I'll remember it. Just continue straight. What's that up ahead, Tim? Looks like rain. Oh, gosh, rain would be lovely. How lucky and bright this life can be with refreshing rain in the sandy sea.
Ah, locusts! Bloody hell!
Ah, they taste surprisingly like paprika. What are the chances, Tim? A plague of locusts? Or is it loci? Locusts. What's this up ahead now? Is it an oasis? The air looks positively wavy. Oh, God, it's a sandstorm. Abrasive on the skin. Pah! Must have been while the locusts were fleeing. Oh, look, we're actually at a ridge now, Tim. A ridge that becomes a lovely path, winding downwards like a helter-skelter. What's that hanging from the tree branch? Is it fruit? Some kind of refreshing desert pear, Tim. Oh, I'll just pick it off as we pass under the... Here we go.
Oh, bollocks, it's a wasp's neck.
Oh! I'm in quicksand too. Tim, I'm at the edge of the ridge. My throat is full of sand. My hair's crawling with loci. I'm being stung by wasps. And I'm up to my bollocks in quicksand too. Come back! Sinking under. Head going. Tim.
Welcome to a world so few have experienced and survived. The underground world of the quicksand chamber. As far as I have researched, and who is to say I haven't, its shape is a lot like a large bath. Certainly, the deeper you go, the more you panic. But, as with said bath, there is a firm floor to rest your bottom on. Once my bottom had reached the bottom, I suddenly knew what I had to do. I would begin to slowly crab forwards, using alternative buttocks to propel myself along, my arms above my head, slewing and waving through the viscous fluid. I would look on radar, perhaps, like an orangutan trying to get off on wiping his ass on a shagpile carpet. Undignified, perhaps, but dignity is the first thing to chuck out the window when your lungs are screaming for air. In the matter of buttock or death, I choose buttock. The effort is unbearable, but buttock by aching buttock, I haul myself towards the shallow end. The feeling is orgasmic, as first my arms, then my forehead, and finally my whole torso exit the disgusting mire to be exposed once more to the sweet desert air and the stinging wasp birds.
Ah! I'm out of the quicksand but cannot see! Ah!
Bugger me to damnation and discard my atheist tendencies! I'm back on Tim! Hello, Tim! I'm on your back again! You see what happened was that you just walked down a winding ridge in just the right amount of time to allow me to go through some rather disturbing shit, then stumble off the ridge onto your cleverly timed back! Ha ha ha! All this while I've been starting to think that you are perhaps on the stubborn and selfish side, when actually you have things entirely under control and we're back on track for the pebble. Huzzah! Goodness, what a sense of happiness and relief. Quicksand is much cooler than I imagined. Really offsets the wasp stings.
I fear I may pass out in a moment.
And while I had a well-earned snooze on Tim's stubbornly trustworthy back, a few miles away, Aunt Hester was screeching across the desert in her Jeep, kicking up dust at high speed. That's next time. And believe me, we haven't finished on the camel. Oh no, my trouble has only just begun. There is a great deal of drama to come in the story. This chapter feels short. Are you thinking, I should tell you the rest now? F*** off. I'm exhausted. How dare you? Do I come to your work and tell you to work harder? No, I f***ing don't. Come back for chapter 6 and I might forgive you. Today's chapter was written by Hal Evans and Russell Gomer, with phenomenal oral sensitivities and abilities from Ian Conningham. The engine of this machine is Low-Fat Radio, on a mission to make better radio. If you would like to contribute to Mother's Ransom Fund and keep this podcast going for more chapters, just visit lowfatradio.com. That's lowfatradio.com. Whilst you're there, you may simply donate, or if you would like something further in return, why not check out my ever-growing adventure guides? For example, Brian's top 10 plants to be avoided at all costs. lowfatradio.com/buybrian.